Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wizard in Tennessee. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Hey, dude.
The whole Zion thing, I think it's unfortunate for NBA altogether. I mean, he couldn't have went to a more boring market, and Ja Morant's going to end up in Memphis too, so that's terrible. But as a Lakers fan, I think that, you know, we definitely hit a home run. If we could have snuck into the top three, it would have been a grand slam. But you're completely right about Rob Pelinka and the genie bus situation. I mean, we've dealt with so much over the past years that we're just sick of the front office making bonehead decisions and treating the organization like it's a mom and pop shop. You can't run an organization, a $3 billion organization like that, and expect to succeed.
Yeah, and I'll tell you another thing too, Wizard, that the other guy, I'll say public enemy number three and four is Rambis and his wife. So the whole thing is a disaster. So what I would, you know, Magic Johnson left because he had to deal with these Nimrods. That's why he left. So let's get real now. This isn't about backstabbing and Pelinka and Genie talking bad about Magic one day and he walked in the room and heard him sticking knives in his back. This is him realizing at his job, over a couple of years, that he was dealing with incompetency, right? So everyone that ran the Lakers into the ground the last 5 years, he doesn't want anything to do with any of them. That's why he left. He left because he knows he cannot bring it to himself, in my view, to admit publicly that Jeannie Buss is screwing up the Lakers, just like her brother did, right? Like, they got rid of her, she got rid of her brother, right? Because he was an idiot. And now she is exhibiting the exact same traits as him because now without him around to blame, she's being exposed. Am I wrong? Because Pelinka and her, it's an absolute Shaq show. It really is. And the Rambis thing, like, can someone explain to me how this woman, honestly, his wife is now got all this juice with the Lakers? They're a mess because of this circus in that front office. And that's all there is to it. And what they should do is, and it'll never happen. I told you, she's never selling the Lakers. But what she needs to do, since she's so ruthless with her brother, right? She kicked her own brother out of there, right? What she should do is tell her friend Rambis and his wife to get lost. And then eventually she's going to have to fire Pelinka because he's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. He should go back to being an agent. You know what he is? Tell me he doesn't remind you of, like, an agent on, what was the show that everybody watched? The show about the all the guys in Hollywood that lived together, the one that was so great on HBO, Entourage. He's Ari. That's who he is. You know what he is? He's like a Hollywood cheeseball agent, isn't he? Is he not just the ultimate cheeseball Hollywood pretty guy, pretty boy with his nice little pink suit on and all of his, you know, neon and all of his bright, fresh colors and suits and Italian Gucci and Boss and all the rest? But at the end of the day, he knows how to cut deals for celebrities, athletes, but he doesn't know how to run an NBA team. That's all there is to it, right? I mean, honestly, what is he doing besides ruining the Lakers? And just even listening to him talk tonight about having the number four pick makes people want to hurl because he doesn't know what he's doing. He'll screw that up too. What that guy needs to do right now is trade and get Davis no matter what and forget about that, you know, give him the number four. Just make the deal because you've already ruined the Lakers, dude. So fix them. Make the trade for Davis and everyone will forget it. They'll forgive you. And then you know what they're going to do? If you get Davis in L.A. playing with LeBron and trade the whole franchise, and then if you get him, what they're going to allow you to do is sit in a really nice seat near Genie behind the bench, and no one's going to beat your face in. Because everyone there right now in Los Angeles wants to beat your ass. Is that not true? Every fan in L.A. wants him dead. They do. They want him dead. They don't even want him alive. So they hate him dead, and it's never going to change until he gets Anthony Davis playing in Los Angeles, right? You know it. I know it. That's all there is to it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.